In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the first week in the Great Lent when we are celebrating. Because I will say celebrate, every week we celebrate different things in our Great Lent. And today we celebrate the treasures on heaven. And as we said before, with Abuna Shtunda said to us, like that we will also try to study apart from the Songs of Solomon, like the first chapter, and we will take some of the verses and we will try to understand the meaning of it. And today we will talk, I will do a relation and a connection between the treasures in heaven, which is the first week in the Great Lent, and I will do also with another part from the verse of song, the chapter number one from the Songs of Solomon, the verse part of verse number three, which is therefore the virgins love you. لذلك أحبتك العذارى. I will, in first we have to agree, because this one, because we started already last week, and this week also too, but we have to agree about something very important. There is something different when we study the Songs of Solomon. We have to understand the meanings of the symbols and the words which is written already in the Song of Songs. What Saint Gregory said, in the art of painting, one does not look merely at the colors, but looks deeply to the picture. It means that when we are looking to the picture, any picture, we are not looking to the color only. For example, I can't see, for example, like this is a red, this is a blue. No, I have to see all the picture. Look deeply to the picture, which the artist painted with these colors. In the same manner, when studying the Bible, we should not stop at just looking at the colors, but we should look at the form of the King, which is expressed by the words. The colors here are the words, carrying mysteries, meanings, like what was mentioned in the book Express, perfection, virginity, unity with God, punishment of evil, reward of everything in God, everything good. It means that when we are studying the Bible, I have to not stop only on, I have to go deeply for the words. I have to study what the meanings, what exactly the Bible wants to tell me about these words. That's why we are also, there is some characters in the book, Song of Songs, we have to understand. I will say only, there is a lot, but I will take today only three. What is the bridegroom? What is the bride? And what are the virgins? To understand, because we will go through all the Great Lent and we will try to explain to you, for example, what the Song of Songs, one of the verses, for example, but what is the meaning of virgins? What the meaning of bridegroom? What the meaning of bride? The bridegroom is the Lord Jesus Christ. Then when we listen to, for example, or listen to a word bridegroom in the Song of Songs, it means Jesus Christ. For the bride is the church. Then the bridegroom, Jesus Christ. Bride is the universal church, or the members, the living members in the church. The virgins, because today it's the virgins. The virgins are, like, according to Origen, the believers who have not yet attained spiritually depth, but have achieved some progress on the road to salvation. Like, we can say, like, we are all like virgins. We are in the, like, we started to, we did some progress. We try to understand who is Jesus Christ. We just start in our spiritual life and to live with Him. That's why we are all, as according to Origen, we are still in the beginning of as like a believers. Disconnected, sorry. Then, what does it mean, the love of the virgin? And first, I have to understand why the virgins and why the believers, or the, as us, we love Jesus Christ. We have to understand the meaning of love Jesus Christ. Last week, Abuna said to us about the fragrance when we smelt the fragrance oil from Jesus Christ. Actually, we love Jesus Christ because we smelt his blood on the cross. We saw his unconditional love on the cross. We saw how he loved us on the cross. That's why the version, when we saw that, they went to Jesus Christ and said, "We love you from our deep heart." That's why they said that. That's why in the fraction of the Great Lent we say, fasting and prayer are those which the martyrs pursued until they shed their blood for the name of Christ, who confessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. Fasting and prayer are those which the righteous and the just and the cross-bearers pursued until they dwelt in the mountains and deserts and holds of the earth because of their great love for Christ the King. And when I pray this part, especially specific this part, I stop at this part and I say, yes, it's only because they love Jesus Christ they do that. Only because they love Jesus Christ. For example, like the martyrs of Libya, they give themselves for Jesus Christ. Because they love Jesus Christ, the monks went to the desert and stay with him only because they love him. Then my question comes to myself, what I am doing to give this love to Jesus Christ? If the version said, "I love Christ," if all these people said, "I love Christ, I love you," what I did exactly to express my love to him? In first, I wanted to know, is really God loves me or not? We love because he first loved us. The first John, first epistle of John 4:7. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. John 3:16, to be sure, this is the, we can say, the foundation and the pillar of the Christianity. Because he loves us in first, and he gave himself to us on the cross, that's why I'm coming back to him to give love. God, if we want to see really the love of God, go outside and see that his creation. And if you want to really see his love, go back to your history and see how God lives with you and loves you. And he loves you really because he gives you a lot. Then go only and remember what he did for you for the last period. A lot. A lot. But the problem that I am playing a game. Am I playing a game with God? The game is like that. If I am good, if you give me everything good, I will say, yes, you love me. If something happened in my life not good, no. You are not loving me at all. Where are you? Every time something happened to me, it's not convenient, or for example, not good for me, I say, no, where is God? He's not loving me at all. And if something happened good, yes, I know that God loves me a lot. This is a game that I'm playing always with God. No, I wanted to only go outside and see his creation because I enjoy my life outside. And also, I wanted to go back to my history. Only stay only 10 minutes. I remember someone called me at night, and he told me, like, his wife told me that he will be suicide. And come quickly, Abuna. And I went to his home. And he, like, last minute, he wanted to suicide. And he said, everything is bad in my life. I told him, okay, please write only your story, because I wanted to know if you will suicide, this is your decision. But I want only to know what you did in your life. Please write the bad things in black and the good things in red, different paper. And he wrote, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we finished at 3 o'clock in the morning. And after that, he found that a lot of things is already, he wrote it in red. So a lot of things, God did a lot for him, but he forgot. Because he loves me before I love him. That he decided, I told him only, you know what? If you wanted to know what God did for you, only put on all this paper on the wall. And remember, when you go outside and come back, only read what God did for you. And when something happened, don't worry. He is present. He is with you. Don't worry. It's according to his will. But I'm trusting him. Only compare between me, like as a father or mother, and between God. What I'm doing with the kids. Sometimes, for example, I say, no, I can't give you, for example, this one, this, what he's asking, for example. I will never do that now. Maybe later. And the kids are crying. You are not loving me, Baba. You are not loving me, Mama. No, but it's not the fact. We love our children. That's why we, for example, we can't give them everything. That's why. Then, that's why God loves me. And if you want to really also to something helpful to understand his love, not only from to go to back to your history and what God did for you, only look to the cross. Only. I think the majority of us had a cross here in his hands. And also we are wearing, for example, cross around our neck. Or, for example, we see the cross everywhere in the church, or we have a cross in our home. It's only because we don't, for example, to design or something like whatever to have, we have empty wall and we wanted to put a cross? No, because we wanted to see the cross. We wanted to see how God loves me. Then every time I see the cross, it's helpful. It's helpful. I wanted to see the cross and say, yes, you love me before I love you. Then, if he loves me like that, then how to love God? To love God, he say in the Proverbs 23, 23, 26, my son, say the Lord, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my eyes. Ya ibni atini qalbak wal tulahiz aynaka turuki. Then he said he wants our hearts. I'm asking God, you really want my heart? How I can give you my heart? How I live without heart? Then he answered this question and he said in Ezekiel 36:26, I will give you a new heart. I will remove from you your heart of stone. وَأَعْطِيكُمْ قَلْبًا جَدِيدًا وَأَجَعَلْ رُوحًا جَدِيدًا فِي دَخِلْكُمْ وَأَنْزَعْ قَلْبَ الْحَجَرِ مِنْ لَحْمَكُمْ وَأَعْطِيكُمْ قَلْبَ لَحْمٍ. When we pray, please, don't ask about anything else. Instead of only say to God, I know that you love me before I love you. But really, I need a new heart. I need a new heart. Heart clean. No blemish, no guile, no sin. Only inside this heart, the love. Then when I pray to God, it's only raise my hands, raise my heart, raise my eyes to God and say, remove my old heart and give me a new heart. That's why when he said, my son say, give me your heart, I will say to him, okay, I'm ready because you said, I will give you a new heart and you will remove my old heart, heart of stone. And we know what the meaning of heart of stone. Heart full of sin. Heart without love. That's why when we stand off before God, we have to ask only that. That's why he said, I will clean your heart. Also, he wants to empower my heart, to give me a power. You can imagine that we are like a machine. We are a machine. If we go, for example, to any physician and said, yeah, your body is like a machine. There is a brain, there is nerves, there is a lot of things. And not only the food and the sugar is only the power and energy to my body. You'll be surprised. If you feed only your body by the sugar and food or whatever, it would be like a machine, but a machine, we can say, without feelings. Then you'll be a robot. But if you feed really your body by a prayer, you feed your body by staying with God for a little bit, you will receive a lot of grace and blessing. We forget that when we more staying with God, we will more receive more. When we stay more with God, we will receive more. That's why he said in Ezekiel 36:27, I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. وَأَجْعَلْ رُوحِي فِي دَخِلْكُمْ وَأَجْعَلْكُمْ تَسْلُكُونَ فِي فَرَائِدِي وَتَحْفَظُونَ أَحْكَامِي وَتَعْمَلُونَ بِهَا. Then he said exactly that. I will put my spirit in you. Then asking only to change the heart. That's why when we go in the prayer, in the Vesper Gospel yesterday, he said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. اسألوا تعطوا اطلبوا تأكدوا اقرعوا يفتح لكم لأن كل من يسأل يأخذ ومن يطلب يجد ومن يقرع يفتح له. You can imagine that when I'm asking God, he will answer my questions. But the problem, as I said before, that we are playing a game with God. Like, I need now what I'm asking. But he said, why you ask? That's why in the gospel of today, why you ask a lot of things earthly? Don't worry about that. I am your father. I'm giving you everything. Only asking the treasures. If you really love me, you will ask not only something different, something far from me. Because this is, I will give you a lot. You need the money, I will give you money. You need anything. You need a home, you need kids, you need anything. I will give it to you. But why you are worried about that? Why you are worried? Because he said that. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor what about your body. What you will put on, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds. That's why go outside and see how the birds take their food. This is exactly what he said in the Gospel of today, in St. Matthew. Like he said, the birds on the air, of they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feed them. Are you not more value than they? Yes, we are more value than the birds and the plants. We are more value. We are son and daughters. We are sons and daughters. That's why I'm worried. Then when you go to try this great Lent, this fasting, when you go to pray, don't only ask about many things. No, clean your mind. Clean your heart from any earthly demands. Only ask about, for example, I want to live with you. I need your love. I need a new heart. I wanted to love everybody. This is only what we have to ask. The last thing I would say. Usually, we are preparing ourselves, for example, the RRSP and RESP, or doing that, all of us. RESP and RRSP, and we're just good. I'm not saying no. But someone heard the expression ERE, go to your bank, for example, financial advisor, and ask about that. If there is something named ERE, you'll say no. There's nothing named ERE. We have RSSP or RESP, whatever. What is the ERE? The ERE is Eternal Retirement Account. Eternal Retirement Account. Then I have to understand, what is the ERE? What I'm doing for the ERE? I'm putting money inside. I'm cutting from my salary, for example, to put in the ERE, the Eternal Retirement Account. No, I'm not doing that. It's not need for money. No need for anything. It's something different. I will say what we have to do to understand how to have an account, a big account and big amount in this account of ERE. When the Son of Man comes, His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of the glory. All the nations will gather before Him, and He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goat. And He will sit in the sheep on His right hand, but the goat on the left. Then the king will say to those on His right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you give me food. I was thirsty, and you give me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." You know now how to have a big amount in the ERA? This is the amount. This is how to increase our ERA. Not RESP or RSSP or whatever. No. It's not, I'm not cutting from my salary. No. It's only I'm giving God, I'm giving Jesus Christ, I'm helping the people, I'm loving all everybody. That's why He said, "Then the righteous will answer Him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did you see a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did you see we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." We know now it's easy. I'm not cutting from my salary. I'm not cutting from anything. I'm not putting a money in my account, ERA. No. I'm giving time to God. I'm serving in the church. I'm helping the people. I'm giving, for example, the homeless, the poor. I try to feed the people who have no food or close to have no clothes. You know now how to build your ERA, the Eternal Retirement Account. And finally, it's only one word can cover everything. He said today in the Poland, St. Paul said, "Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." Then, if I wanted to help the people, I have no love, it's fake. If I wanted to serve in the church, and I have no love in my heart, fake. Then everything will be fake. Then I'm not adding anything in my account, the ERA. That's why he said, St. Paul said today, he said, "Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." That's why I go back to the first thing. God is love, and God loves me, and I'm loving God to stay with Him more, to receive more from Him, and I wanted to build my account, the ERA, and as exactly as we said, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sophia Theoproskomen, Kirieleison, Kirieleison, Genumeth me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontifical Brother, Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before ages, light of light, true God, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory, to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from God, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and replied, who spoke by the prophets. And one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess our baptism for the remission of sins. We
Epre apostolos Christos ite.